Part 21, Chapter 3. Since his return to the African mine site, Johnny had had trouble getting to sleep at night. He would roll and toss on the oversized cyclo bed in the underground room he now used, uncomfortable in the overly hot and humid dark, going over and over again the steps and planning of recent past events, spotting where he had gone wrong in this and where he should have done something else in that. The life of a boy seemed far too much to pay for the information they had to have. Sir Robert was not here. He remained in Scotland, organizing a perimeter anti-aircraft defense for Edinburgh. McKendrick was not here. He had taken a trip home to see to the movement of his underground hospital to more suitable quarters now available, and to check up on how his assistant there was getting along. Colonel Ivan was in Russia. Stormalong had been detained here, for they were afraid some revenge might be taken upon him for lending his clothes and identity to the recent enterprise. Finding himself at loose ends, the Norwegian had kept himself busy inventorying the Flying Hardware, a name he had gotten from somewhere or invented for planes. Through Stormalong's efforts, Johnny had begun to divine the true character of this African base. Because it shipped very little bulk ore, they had roasted the tungsten down on the site. It had had none of the bulk ore carriers, a fact which made it necessary to truck out fuel and breathe gas from the branch mine site in the Ituri Forest. But this African Central did have a great many other types of planes, which had led Stormalong to conclude that the base had also had a defense function. From some old cyclo manuals they had found, it seemed that in event of attack upon the mine site near Denver, this African base had the function of launching a counterattack to take an enemy by surprise. And this is exactly what these cyclos had been engaged upon when annihilated. It greatly intrigued Stormalong to find several types of flying hardware he had never seen before, and which weren't listed in current cyclo manuals. They were not battlecraft as such, however. They were dual-purpose machines brought in to perform a specific task, and then, that task done, rather typical of company policy, they had simply been dollied to the back of the hangar and forgotten. Too costly or too much trouble to return them to Cyclo. According to flight logs still with them, they had been used to mine out an enormous amount of material which was found in orbit around this planet, a circumstance unusual in Cyclo experience. Some of the metals in these objects were priceless, being very scarce elsewhere, and the company had taken the unusual step of sending in some machines.